So new technologies and change. So the use of technology in business is changing the role of managers, such as management communication and decision-making, marketing, identifying new business opportunities, production, HRM, business costs and financial costs. So this is linked back to the different types of technology that you have in a business. So you've got email, you'll have electronic data interchange, you'll have video conferencing, you'll have websites, you'll have different ways of looking at your competitors, your production with 3D printing, the business costs and financial costs then with robots, you'll have word processing, Excel, so different ways of making it a lot faster to be more efficient within the business itself. So the impact of technologies on management communication. So management decision making can be speeded up by using the internet, spreadsheets and databases. Decisions can be communicated and shared quickly through mobile phones and emails. Number two, impact of new technology on marketing. So marketing research can be conducted using the internet, online advertising and sales, for example, e-commerce, so business to consumer, using the internet to sell to consumers. You've got business to business as well, so buying and selling to other businesses, so like e-commerce. And you've got m-commerce then, which is mobile, so using mobile phones for business and financial transactions. Your third one then, impact of new technology on production and stock control. So the main one here will be electronic data interchange, or EDI. So this is an automated stock ordering system that allows orders to be placed automatically from a computer in one business to a computer in another using the internet. These systems allow goods to be ordered on time with a minimum of paperwork. So if you are a shop, let's say we take Easton, they're a bookshop, they can use EDI. So if they've got a new book coming in, we've got 200 of them, we can set up on this system that when those books get to 10, that we automatically reorder another 100. So you always have those books in stock. You got computer-aided design, which is used to speed up production design. So this is doing it online or using software on a computer, and you can see what's happening. So for example, you might design a product, or IKEA would use it for designing kitchens. Computer-aided manufacture involves using computers to automate part of the work on an assembly line to reduce labor cost and improve quality control. So for example, making of cars. So all those different parts are used by using a computer. And it got computer integrated manufacturing. So this used robots to control the entire production process from design and stock control to assembly and quality control. Computer integrated manufacturing can reduce labor costs, but it must be managed carefully. Your fourth one then, impact of new technology on human resources. So many jobs may be made redundant because of robots. You also got e-working. So it means that people can work from home by being linked to the office via the internet and computers. So a lot of that went on during COVID-19. And training and payroll management. Wages can be paid automatically into the employee's account using PayPath. Impact of new technologies. So the fifth one, impact of new technologies on cost and financial management. So new technologies can be expensive. Speed and accuracy of financial accounts. These can be quickly prepared, saved, updated and printed out using spreadsheets. Reduced costs, communication and transfer costs are reduced through the use of email and video conferencing. So you don't, if you want to have a meeting with someone in London, you don't actually have to go to London and pay for travel costs and accommodation costs. You can have it over a Zoom meeting or a Google Hangout or Teams. And then the sixth one, impact of new technologies for management. Human resource and industrial relations can face challenges due to the need for staff training and retraining, redeployment or redundancies. ICT can lead to new jobs in web design, software development, but business vulnerability, for example, computer viruses, hacks, power cuts, or software errors can corrupt or destroy vulnerable information stored on computer files. So that's just going through the different ways that technology can impact on a business and the different areas of a business.